I want to thank the Lord tonight for the opportunity to be here with you again.
我要感谢主给我今天晚上有这个机会与弟兄姊妹再相见。
This is the Lord's mercy and His wonderful provision for us that we can be together.
这是主的怜悯啊，也是主的供应，这个啊，给我们能够在主面前一起啊相聚。
When we become a Christian,
当我们成为基督徒,
we enter into a new school.
我们就进入一个新的学校。
It's the school of Christ.
是基督的学校。
And we're always learning.
我们是一直都在学。
We're not like some that the scripture talks about. It says that they were always ever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. We're not like that.
我们不是像圣经里面说有些一直学习终究不能够明白真道的那种。
But we are always learning, and we need to be open to learn everything the Lord wants to teach us.
我们一直在学啊，但是我们的心是打开，能够学主所有要我们学的东西。
And I want to tell you one thing that I have learned, or that I'm learning, at least from my Chinese brothers and sisters.
我要教授给大家我学到的、啊、特别是从中国的弟兄姊妹当中学到的
I wish I could say that I am learning your language but I
我很想说 我学会你们的话但是我最多只会一两句
I only know one or two words in Chinese
一两句中国话
But this is what I have been learning from one of the things that I've been learning from my Chinese brothers and sisters
有一件事是我 从中国来的弟兄姊妹当中学到的
To always carry my Bible with me.
去聚会都带着自己的圣经。
And also to carry my hymn book with my Bible.
也带着自己一本的诗歌。
Now, if you have a choice between these two, I always choose this.
如果你只能够带一本的话，那就带圣经。
But I think that all of us can afford to have both.
我相信我们大家都能够有两本的诗歌跟圣经。
Why do I say that?
为什么我这样说呢?
Because I believe it's so important to sing to the Lord.
因为对我来讲，唱诗歌对主唱诗歌非常的重要。
I don't know how it happened with me.
我不知道那怎么在我身上发生的。
But the Lord.Put a song in my heart.
我的主把一首诗歌摆到我心中来。
And it's an endless song.
那是个无止境的一首诗歌。
Really, this song is a person.
这首诗歌是一个人。
It's Christ.
就是基督。
And I believe that singing was first begun in heaven.
我相信唱歌这件事是在天上先发生。
And so I try to encourage my brothers and sisters to sing.
我常常鼓励弟兄姊妹要去唱诗歌。
Even if you are convinced that you can't carry a tune,
如果你觉得你是绝对五音不全的
，and I know some people who can't.
我相信有些人的确是这样。
But you can still sing.
但是你还是可以唱。
And it's so important to be able to sing.
能够唱诗歌是非常重要的。
Many, there are many songs in the Bible.
在圣经里面有很多诗歌。
It's a song of Moses, wonderful song.
摩西的歌。
It was a song of triumph.
那有得胜的歌。
There are many songs that David sung.
里面有很多大卫的诗篇。
And the sons of Korah sang.
这个也有很多。
Korah, the sons of Korah.
很多
副歌。Yeah. And Asaph was a singer.
好像亚萨他也是唱诗歌的。
So it's so wonderful to sing.
所以能够唱诗歌是很美妙。
So I want to encourage you to have your own hymn book and sing when you're alone and sing with the brothers and sisters.
我希望大家自己有一首诗歌，或者自己一个人，或者与众弟兄姊妹一起向主唱。
We sung this hymn tonight.
我们今天晚上唱了一首诗歌,
Jesus I Come, number
294. 294首, 耶稣我来。
And as we were singing this hymn, I had a thought, and I want to share it with you.
当我在唱的时候, 我里面有个感觉, 我愿意跟你们交流。
My thought was that the author of this hymn was just telling us that he had come out of all of the difficult things of life.
我唱的时候好像说这个作者, 他在人生里面很多的难处都走出来了。
Until we got to verse 3.
直到我们唱到第三节。
And halfway through the verse, I noticed he said this.
到第三节的一半，他这里说,
out of myself.
他说脱离自己。
And I thought that was very good.
我觉得这很好。
Out of myself.
从我自己出来。
Out of myself life.
从我自我的生活里面出来。
Out of my own independence.
从我愿意自己要独立的环境中出来。
Out of my ego.
从我的自大中出来,
out of my pride, he had mentioned that before.
从我的骄傲当中出来,
so my thought when we were singing that hymn was this.
我当时唱到这里, 我的感觉,
Jesus is calling us.
耶稣在呼唤我们,
he's always calling us.
他一直都在呼唤我们,
even as Christians, he's calling us.
就算你今天信主了, 他还在呼唤你,
and we can find that in the scriptures. He said, come. More than once, Jesus said, come.
在圣经里面你发现主耶稣讲很多是来,
and so he wants us to come out of everything, not literally, but come out of the world, come out of ourself, come out of all of our failures and come to him.
主耶稣在呼唤我们从世界从我们自我从我们许多失败中出来到他那里去,
and always as we walk with him, even as a Christian, we hear him saying, come out of that.
当我们已经信主了, 我们与主同行的时候, 我们发现主一直在呼唤说, 出来。
I just mentioned briefly two times that Jesus said come.
我愿意提两件事耶稣讲过说来。
And you don't need to turn there in your Bible.
你不用翻圣经了。
One is a very well-known portion of scripture in Matthew chapter 11.
在马太福音第11章,
where Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
耶稣说凡劳苦担重担的到我这里来我就给你们的安息。
Come unto me.
主耶稣说来到我这里。
Jesus said that.
耶稣这样说,
leave everything and come to me.
摆下所有的事来到我们。
There was another time,
还有另外一次,
in the Gospel of John, in the first chapter,
在马太福音里面说,
Jesus said, come and see.
耶稣说来, 看,
come and see.
他说来, 看,
and there are many things that the Holy Spirit wants to show us.
圣灵要给我们看很多事情。
And so when I read the words from the Bible, Jesus saying, come and see.
当我读圣经的时候，发现耶稣说来,
I believe this means that we're to leave everything else and come and seek him.
我的理解乃是我们能够把许多的事或者所有的事摆下来好好来寻求他。
Because he wants to open our eyes.
他要开我们的眼睛。
Our spiritual eyes.
我们里面属灵的眼睛。
Because we have spiritual eyes as well as physical.
我们有属灵的眼睛就好像我们有肉体上的眼睛。
And the more he's able to open our eyes, our spiritual eyes, the more we will understand him and the more we will come to know him.
如果我们里面的眼睛越过一本被打开，我们就越过认识他，也越过越愿意到他面前。There
are many secrets in the Bible.
在圣经里面有一些秘诀。But
these are secrets, all of them are secrets that God wants to reveal.
但是这个秘诀秘密主都愿意给我们知道。And
actually we can only know them as he reveals them to us.
只有他向我们启示出来，我们才能够认识。So,
I would like to ask you to turn to the book of Romans, chapter 3.
罗马书第三章
verses 23 to 25，
第三章二十三到二十五节。
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation or a mercy seat through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God.
23-25节，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
Let's just pray and ask the Lord to bless His word.
好，我们再有点祷告，好不好？
Father, we thank you tonight for the Bible.
父神，我们谢谢你为着你的话，我们感谢。
We believe that this Bible is the Word of God.
我们相信圣经就是你的话。
And we thank you for it.
我们感谢。
We thank you that it's not only a book, but it's a living person.
我们感谢你，这不是只是一本书，乃一个活的人。
And we know that this living person is the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这个知道，耶稣基督就是这个活的人。
We thank you tonight for the Holy Spirit.
今天晚上我们感谢谢谢圣灵。
And we believe that you are here in our presence tonight.
我们相信你在我们的当中。
Take your words and speak them into our hearts.
所用你的话对我们心中说话。
And even while we sit before you, we pray that we be changed from glory to glory.
就是我们坐在这里，我们都能够改变，荣上加荣。
By the wonderful work of the Holy Spirit.
从你的话语中，从圣灵的话中来工作。
We thank you tonight. We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们感谢你，我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
I want to speak to you about something that has become and is becoming more precious to me as I walk with the Lord.
我愿意跟你们交通一点了，关于当我一直跟主行走的时候，我越过越宝贵。
It's something that I believe every one of us as Christians need to realize what I'm going to share with you.
我相信这个是每一个已经信主的需要明白。
You notice in verse 25 that we read.
刚刚第三章二十五节我们读过的。
Scripture is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ.
这里讲到耶稣基督。
It says that God has set him forth to be a mercy seat through faith in his blood.
他这里说，神设立耶稣做我们挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血。
To declare the righteousness for the remission. To declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God.
这段人的信要显明神的义，因为神是用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
The thing that I want to share about is the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我愿意谈一谈关于耶稣基督的宝血。
And how valuable this blood is to every Christian.
这个血对所有基督徒是怎么样是重要的。
The Bible in the Old Testament tells us very clearly that life is in the blood.
从旧约里面告诉我们说，生命在血的里面。
The life of animals is in their blood.
动物的生命在血里面。
The life of us as human beings is in our blood.
我们人有生命也是在血里面。
And we are forbidden to eat blood according to the Old Covenant. We are forbidden to eat blood.
从旧约我们发现了禁止人吃血。
Because the life is in the blood.
因为生命在血的里面。
And if we eat the blood, we'll be eating that life.
因为如果我们吃血，就是把那个生命吃下去了。
So God has made it so that the only way that we can have our sins forgiven and washed away is through blood.
神设立了我们的罪能够解决的话，是只有经过这个血。
This is what God has done.
这是神做的。
And so, in the Old Testament, in the Old Covenant, for many hundreds of years, if somebody sinned and they wanted to have their sin covered, they would have to bring some kind of an animal to the priest, and the animal would be killed, and the blood would be shed. To cover their sins.
在旧约里面，如果有一个人想要罪的赦免的话，他要带一个动物来，让祭司杀掉，血流出来，他的血才能够被盖住。
When we come to the New Testament,
那我们来到新约，
God has done something very wonderful.
神做了一个奇妙的事。
He sent His only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as the Lamb of God, to be our sacrifice.
神就不用我们再带着这动物来，乃是用他自己儿子耶稣基督做了被杀的羔羊。
And I'm so thankful that we no longer need to kill animals and expect their blood to cover our sins. No, we do not do that anymore.
我心中非常感谢，我今天罪要得赦免，我不用去牵一个动物来杀掉，让它的血遮盖我的罪。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, has laid His life down for us.
因为这位羔羊为我们舍命。
When we go all the way back to the book of Genesis, we begin to read how God created everything, and then God made man. And He made man in His own image.
我们如果回到创世纪最开始的，神创造一切，也创造人。
Only man was made by God in the image of God.
只有人是照神的形象造的。
We were created, in three parts, just like God.
我们有三部分，就像神一样。
Spirit, soul.And body.
身体。
When God created man, God made man in kind of a neutral place or kind of a on probation. Not perfect, not the way God wanted him to be, but with that opportunity to become that.
神当时造人呢是中立的，或者说在试验期，他不是最完全，神要他。
And God put man in a beautiful garden, a wonderful place.
神把他摆在一个很美的，
provided everything for him.
每一样都为你预备了。
And it was God's desire that man would choose to go God's way.
神的盼望乃是人，他所造的人能够选择神要他走的路。
In the Garden of Eden, where man was placed, there were many trees and much fruit and all the provision that man needed.
在那个院子里面有很多树，很多水果，人所需要都有。
But amongst all the trees, there were two very important trees.
在这么多树里面有两棵树很重要。
There was the tree of life,
生命树
and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
分别善恶树。
And remember, man was on probation. Man was created in the image of God, but God wanted him to make a choice for God.
人是照着他的形象造的，但神要他选择。
And so God said,
就神说，对人说
，In this beautiful garden, you can eat of every tree except for one.
他说你所有的树都食物都可以吃，只有一棵树。
Only the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of that.
只有那一个分别善恶树的树都不可以吃。
That was the command of God.
那是一个命令。
Did man obey this command?
人有听这个话吗？
Some of the children like to tell me, did man obey God's command?
小孩子要不回答吗？
Right.
人有没有听话的？
The right answer.
没有。
No. He chose to disobey God.
人就选择不听神的话。
No. They ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that was forbidden by God for them to eat.
他们吃了那个分别善恶树的果子，是神说不能吃的。
When man sinned against God and ate of that tree, God put him out of the garden.
当神人一吃了那个果子，神就把他赶出那个院子。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because in that condition now, man had sinned, disobeyed God. God prevented him from taking of the tree of life.
因为从那一刻开始人有罪了，神不让人再去拿生命树的果子来吃了。
And so man disobeyed God and God put him out of the garden.
因为人的背叛，神把人推出去了。
Even back in the Old Testament then, they began to have animal sacrifices.
在旧约里面就已经把动物献祭了。
In order to cover the sins of the people.
他们目的乃是说我犯罪了，用动物献上能够遮盖一下我的罪。
But one day, God would send His Son. And the scripture tells us, in the fullness of time, in God's time, he sent the Lord Jesus Christ as that perfect Lamb of God.
在神的时间,
and we know that Jesus Christ came and walked on this earth for more than 3 years. With the express purpose of doing the will of God and laying his life down for us. When man sinned, when Adam and Eve sinned, those that were born from them were born in Adam and Eve's likeness.
我们从亚当夏娃生出来的人都像亚当夏娃。They
were born in sin.
他们一出生就有罪。
We were born in sin.
我们出生就有罪。
We turned away from God.
因为我们都远离神的。
So we should have the wrath of God upon us.
所以神的震怒是在我们身上。
The Lord Jesus Christ came and laid his life down and took all of the wrath of God upon himself.
当主耶稣来的时候为我们舍命。
So that we could be saved. What a wonderful thing is. We call this the grace of God. We are so unworthy of this. But God is, this is the gift of God, the Bible tells us. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. When man sinned against God, he was separated from God. And only the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ has reconciled man with God. So we thank God for this wonderful sacrifice of giving us the gift of his Son. Now I want to ask you to turn to another scripture about the blood. In the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter
9.
Hebrews 9:22. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission.
按着律法,若不流血,
these are the words of God in the book of Hebrews. Without shedding of blood, there is no remission.
若不流血,
this means that without the shedding of blood, we cannot have our sins cleansed. We could not be washed without this precious blood. So the blood is so very valuable. This precious blood has satisfied God. So the blood is effective in three different directions. God required the blood. So first of all, we need to say the blood is for God. Second, the blood is for us. So valuable to us. Without it, we could never be saved. And thirdly, the blood is effective against the enemy of our souls, the devil.
第三个这个血也来是对着我们的仇敌撒旦。Now
I'd like to turn back to the Old Testament again, to the book of Exodus.
我们再放到旧约，出埃及记。
Exodus chapter 12 and verse 13.
出埃及记第十二章。
Exodus 12 and 13.
十二章第十三节。
Exodus 12:13.
12章第13节.
And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt.
这血要在你们所住的房屋上做记号，我一见这血就越过你们去，我击杀埃及地头生的时候，灾殃必不临到你们身上灭你们。
Now let me just take a few minutes to tell you the background of this verse.
我用几分钟把这个背景告诉大家。
God's chosen people, the nation of Israel, were slaves in the land of Egypt.
神所选择的民在埃及是做奴隶。
God raised up Moses to be the leader to deliver them from this captivity of Egypt.
神兴起摩西要带领他们拯救他们从埃及出来。
And through Moses, God sent ten plagues against the nation of Egypt in order to get the leader of Egypt, the Pharaoh, to release the God's people from Egypt.
神借着摩西发生了十灾，经过十灾了，这个埃及的法老才放以色列百姓出去。The
first nine plagues were sent, and Pharaoh would not let the nation of Israel go.
头九个灾发生了，法老还是不让他们走。So
God said to Moses, "I have one more plague."
神对摩西说，我还有一个。And
this last plague was this. God was going to come through the land of Egypt and kill the oldest son, I think, in every home, and also the oldest cattle, I think, in their fields. So God told Moses this, and Moses told the people of Israel, this is what you must do.
So 神对摩西说，摩西就对以色列百姓说了,
you must kill a lamb,
你要宰一个羊羔,
take the blood,
倒出他的血,
and sprinkle the blood over the door and on the two side posts of the door, on the outside.
在你的门外面, 门框上面涂血, 两边门楣也涂血。
And if your house was too small for one lamb, then you were to go with your neighbor and kill that lamb, and sprinkle, take some branches, and sprinkle that blood on the outside of your houses, so that when the death angel would pass through, he would see the blood, and he would pass over that house, and nobody would be killed.
如果你把血涂上去了，圣经说灭命的天使来的时候，看到这个血，他就越过这个房子，不杀里面头生的男婴，男生。
So in this verse, we see this little phrase.
So 在这一节里面，我们看到这句话.
When I see the blood, I will pass over you.
当我看到这个血，我就越过你的房子.
This is God speaking.
这是神说的.
When I see the blood, I will pass over you.
当我看见这个血，我就越过去.
This amazing story shows us that the blood, primarily the blood, is for God.
我们在这里看到血第一个目的是给神看的。
He requires it.
因为神要求有这个。
And so he said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. You will be protected by the blood, but I must see the blood.
他说，当我看见这个血，我会越过去，这个血会保护你。
The people were to be ready to move.
这些人准备走了。
They were to be inside eating the lamb.
他们在里面吃这个羊羔,
with the blood on the outside. And that night, the death angel passed through the land of Egypt.
那一天晚上,
and the oldest son in the king in Pharaoh's house and all the other Egyptian houses that did not have the blood over their door was killed.
就在说皇帝他的大儿子，所有埃及人的大儿子, 在外面没有血涂在上，每一家大儿子都死了。Every
family of the Israeli people, of the Jewish people that did this, they were protected.
只要那个以色列人，他愿意涂上去，他们都被保护。So
we see that the blood, primarily the blood is for God.
所以我们发现第一件事，那个血是为了神的。
Now, I would like to turn to in the New Testament to the book of Peter, 1 Peter.
我们翻到彼得前书。
Verses 18 and 19 of chapter 1, 1 Peter.
第一章第十八节跟十九节。
For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot.
十八节，知道你们得赎。脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为，不是凭着人坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵无玷污的羔羊之血。
And verse 20, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest or revealed in these last times for you.
二十节，基督在创世以前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现。
We were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot.
我们能够蒙救赎，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
Now, in the Old Testament, when a person sinned and they wanted to have their sin covered or washed away with blood, they brought a lamb that was perfect. The lamb could not have any blemishes in the lamb.
当他们要找一只羊羔啊。来赎罪的话，这只羊羔一定要找到没有瑕疵的。
And here Peter is telling us about the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Lamb of God, perfect and spotless.
那彼得在这里要告诉我们说，主耶稣就是这只羊羔，没有瑕疵，没有污点。
And we know this is true that the Lord Jesus Christ is God's Son.
因为我们知道耶稣基督是神的儿子
，perfect in every way.
在每一方面都是完全
never sin.
他没有犯过罪。
And God sent him to be our sacrificial lamb.
神就差他来做这个被杀被献祭的羔羊。
We need this precious blood. I need it. We all need it.
我需要，我们都需要这个羔羊的血。
Now we'll turn to a couple of other scriptures and just read something else about this blood.
我们再翻到几节的圣经。
Back to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Chapter 5, verses 8 and 9.
罗马书第五章第八到第九节。
But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him.
第八节，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。第九节，现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
While we were sinners, God sent His Son.
当我们还是罪人的时候，神就把他儿子差下来。
To be the sacrifice for our sins.
把他成为我们犯罪的献祭。
And we have been justified by His precious blood.
我们因着他的血就能够称为义。
And saved from all the wrath.Of God through the Lord Jesus Christ.
借着耶稣基督免去神一切的愤怒。
The book of Isaiah tells us that all we like sheep have gone astray.
以赛亚书告诉我们说，我们都如羊走迷。
We have turned everyone to his own way.
我们都偏行己路。
And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.
神把我们一切的罪孽都加在他的身上。
When the Lord Jesus Christ hung on the cross,
当主耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候
all of the sins,
所有的罪
of all the world,
全世界人的罪
everyone that ever lived,
每一个人曾经活过的
were made to meet on the Lord Jesus Christ,
都让这个都到耶稣基督身上
He bore our sins,
他担负我们所有的罪
We cannot have an idea or a conception of what that meant for him.
With
all of our sins and all of the sins of everyone that ever lived upon him, God turned away from him.
And
he bore the wrath of God that was our due. He bore that upon himself. But notice what the scripture says.
We have
been justified, being now justified by his blood. We shall be saved from wrath through him. So you see, first the blood is for God. Because he says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. But remember, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is for us. Now, I'd like to turn back to Hebrews again. Chapter
9.
Verses
11-14.
Hebrews 9:11. But Christ being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
11节, 但现在基督已经来到，做了将来美事的大祭司。 经过那更大更全备的帐幕，不是人手所造，也不是俗物的世界，并且不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃用自己的血，只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的祭祀。若山羊和公牛的血，并母牛犊的灰，洒在不洁的人身上，尚且叫人成圣、升级洁净，何况基督这种永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们？ 的心除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉了永生神。Now,
I'd like to read verse 7 of this chapter as well.
第七节,
But into the second veil went the high priest alone once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the heirs of the people.
至于那第二层的帐幕，唯有大祭司一年一次独自进去，没有不带有血为自己和百姓的过错献上。
Now, what is this talking about?
这里在讲什么呢?
This is talking about the tabernacle in the Old Testament.
这里在讲的旧约里面有个会幕。
There was a tabernacle. It was made of three parts.
这会幕有三部分的。
The outer court.
外院。
The inner court.
这个内院。
And the most holy place.
至圣所。
The most holy place was where God dwelt.
这个所谓的至圣所就是神在那里。
And nobody was allowed to go into that most holy place. Except for the high priest.
只有大祭司,
once a year. And he would have to go in there with blood. To atone for the sins of the people. This most holy place was separated, well, in the temple it was separated by a very heavy and thick veil. And only the high priest could go in there once a year. And not without blood. So this is what this is talking about in Hebrews. That now, there is another tabernacle. It's not the tabernacle that they had in the wilderness. This is a tabernacle not made with hands. This is God's tabernacle that we're a part of today. And so he says in verse 12 of Hebrews 9, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us.
这里说第十二节说，不是再用山羊牛犊的血，乃是用他自己的血。
Do you remember what happened in the temple? Now maybe one of the young people can answer this too.
你们知道在圣经里面有什么吗?
When the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified?
当主耶稣被钉的时候, 圣殿发生什么事啊?
What happened to that thick veil that stood between the most holy place and the other part of the temple?
拿了这么厚这么重的一个幔子隔开圣所与至圣所, 主耶稣钉死的时候发生什么事?
Somebody tell me?
Anyone want? 有没有人要告诉我?
Everybody knows. I think.
每个人都知道吗?
Who?
从上到下都.
It was torn apart from the top to the bottom.
从最上到下分成两半.
And that place where nobody could go except for the high priest once a year.
这个本来进去的路只有大祭司一年一次可以进去.
Was now exposed.
现在开起来.
And now every one of us can go in there.
每一个人都可以进去,
not only there and know the presence of God,
不止那里有神的同在,
but we have the Holy Spirit living in within us.
圣灵住到我们里面,
because of the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
乃是主耶稣完成的工作。
So verse 14 says this,
第十四节,
how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
何况基督这种永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神除去你们的死刑你们要侍奉了永生的神。
Now I want you to turn to the first letter of John,
约翰一书,
John's first letter, chapter 1,
约翰一书第一章,
just before the book of Revelation.
这个就在启示录之前, 约翰一书第一章,
and verse
7.
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin.
我们若在光明中行如同神在光明中就彼此相交, 神儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪.
This verse has become one of my favorite verses in the last 5 years.
在过去五年里面,
this is so valuable to every one of us. We need to tell the Lord that we want to abide in this place where that blood can cleanse us from every sin.
我们应该对主说,
so what did the scripture say? If we, all of us, if we walk in the light as God is in the light,
这里说啊,如果我们走在光明中,就像神在光明中,
what does that mean?
这讲什么呢?
That means that we are completely open with God.
这就是说,我跟神之间没有任何遮蔽的,
not trying to hide anything from him.
我们没有什么时候想要隐藏不给他看,
he already knows everything about us.
他已经什么都知道我们了。
He knows when we have good days and bad days. He knows when we sin and when we walk purely with him. But to walk in the light means that we just want everything to be open before him and walk clear before him. And if we do this, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, keeps on cleansing us from every sin. So if we walk in the light,
所以如果我们行在光明中,
this blood of Jesus is effective for us. And in just as we do many other things throughout our life, we can run into this protective place. It's very precious to me. Because I don't know about you, but I find that I sin.
我不知道你哦,
and when I sin,
当我犯罪,
I don't feel good.
我一点都不舒服,
I don't feel good inside.
我里面不舒服,
I think I know why.
我知道,
because the Holy Spirit lives in me. The Lord Jesus Christ is living in me.
主耶稣住在我里面,
and if you're a Christian, he's living in you.
如果你是基督徒, 主就住在你里面,
and when we sin,
当我们犯罪,
we hurt him.
我们就伤害他,
we grieve him.
我们让他忧伤,
and so we feel bad inside.
所以我们里面就不舒服。
But praise God because of the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
赞美主，因为主耶稣所完成的工作,
we can have our sins washed away.
我们的罪都能够被洗掉,
moment by moment.
一点一点的,
as we walk in the light with Him.
如果我们愿意在光中跟他一起走,
this is so very valuable and precious.
这个非常的宝贵,
every one of us.
每一个,
we need to know this more and more. Why do I need to know it?
为什么我需要认识它?
Because I sin.
因为我犯罪.
And when I sin, I feel terrible.
当我犯罪, 我实在觉得很可怕。
And when I sin,
当我犯罪,
the enemy of my soul, the devil, comes to condemn me.
这个仇敌撒旦就来控告我。
He attacks me.
他来攻击我。
He camps on my shoulder and tells me all kinds of things. I need to have that sin taken away. I need to know the value of this precious blood. This precious blood is available to all of us every moment if we will but run into the Lord and trust Him to cleanse us.
这个宝血对大家都预备在哪里? 只要我们跑到他的保护的里面,
and walk in the light.
在光中行走,
if we walk in the light, this blood keeps on cleansing us from every sin. It's continually active.
如果我们在光中行走, 这个血是不停地来洗净我们的罪。
This is the wonderful thing about God's work.
这个是神奇，一种一个很奇妙的工作。
Whatever He does is forever.
他一做是永远,
His work is eternal.
他的工作直到永远,
he doesn't work short term.
他不做短期的,
no, His work is forever.
他是直到永远,
and this precious blood is very valuable to us for all of us.
这个血是非对我们非常的宝贵。
So, now, the blood is for God.
血是为了神的,
is very valuable to God.
对神非常看重,
he says it's very precious.
神说非常宝贵,
he said that through Peter.
他对彼得这样说的,
the blood is for us.
这个血也为我们的,
we need it.
我们需要,
it's very valuable to us.
非常的宝贵。
Now, the blood of Jesus is also effective against the devil.
这个宝血也是对付,
now we'll turn to Revelation.
我们先翻到启示录,
Book of Revelation in chapter 12.
启示录最后演书, 第12章,
in verses 10 and 11.
第十章,
and I, verse 10.
第十节,
and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren, that is the devil, the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death.
第十节, 我听见在天上有大声音说, 我神的救恩能力国度, 并他基督的权柄现在都来到了, 因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们的弟兄的, 这就是讲到撒旦, 已经被摔下去了, 弟兄胜过他, 是因羔羊的血, 和自己所见证的道, 他们虽至于死, 也不爱惜自己的生命。
One of the things we as Christians need to remember is that we have an enemy.
我们每个基督徒要知道我们有个仇敌的,
we have an adversary.
我们有一个反对我们的,
the Bible calls him the devil.
圣经说那是撒旦,
calls him Satan. Yes, Satan.
撒旦.
And he has one purpose, and that is to destroy us.
他只有一个目的, 就毁灭我们。
He wants to destroy all of us.
他要毁灭我们全部的人。
But he is not omnipotent. He is not all powerful. God is all powerful.
神才是全能的,
and all power has been given to the Lord Jesus Christ.
所有的能力都给了耶稣基督。
Isn't it a wonderful thing, brothers and sisters, that you and I have the Lord Jesus Christ living inside of us?
弟兄姊妹,这是很奇妙,你有这个最全能的耶稣基督在我们里面。
And not only that, he is in us, but we are in him.
不止他在我们里面,
this is what happens when somebody really is born of God. When somebody believes and they're saved,
然后一个人相信他得救,
God performs a miracle in their lives.
神就在他生命中动了一个奇迹,
He comes to live inside of them. Not only with us or beside us,
不是只是在我们旁边跟我们在一起,
but in us.
在我们里面。
And not only does He come to live in us, but He puts us in Himself, in Christ.
不止住到我们里面来, 也把我们住到他里面去。
Nothing could be more wonderful than that.
没有一个比这个更奇妙。
This is a great secret.
这个一个秘密。
That God wants to show us.
神要给我们看见。
And wants to reveal to us day by day.
还要每一天给我们看到这个事实。
But the enemy of our soul, the devil, wants to destroy us.
但是呢, 我们有个仇敌要毁掉这个。
How can we overcome him?
我们怎么能够胜过这个仇敌呢?
The Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们,
they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb.
圣经告诉我们是弟兄胜过他, and 是因羔羊的血。
And by the word of their testimony,
和他们所见证的道,
and they love not their lives unto the death.
他们就不爱惜自己的性命。
You see, this precious blood,
你看到这个宝血,
is effective. It's for God.
是很有功效的,
it's for us.
也给我们,
and it's against the devil.
也对付这个仇敌。
He has already been defeated by the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.
你知道仇敌已经失败了, 当主耶稣被挂的时候他已经失败了。
Thank the Lord for that.
我们感谢主。
And when we come initially to be saved, we come through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们起步能够得救是经过耶稣的血。
And as we walk with Him day by day, we overcome and we live for Him because of this precious blood.
当我们每一天这样走的时候，我们就能够得胜。
I have a gospel tract, and maybe some of you have read it. I want to tell you the story of this tract.
我常常带有一些福音单张，你们有些可能看过或者听过。
This happened in Europe during a war. There was a war somewhere in Europe.
这个是在欧洲曾经有这样的打仗。
And this army was coming into this village, and the captain of the army said that they were going to destroy everybody in the village. They were going to kill everybody.
这个军队进到这个村庄来，这个将军他说我要把这全村的人杀光。
And they came into one house, and there were some people in the house, and they killed the people. And outside, they took some of their blood and splattered it on the door of this house, and then they left.
他进到一个家里面把里面的人全杀了然后把他们的血就洒在他们的门外就走
And there was a young man that saw these soldiers and what this horrible thing that they had done
有一个年轻人看到这些军人所做的
And he had some friends living in a house in that village and he was in the village, he saw what happened
他有一个朋友在这个村里面他看见这个事
He ran into the village to this house where these people were They had a goat outside. And so he told them what these soldiers were doing. And so they had an idea. They took the goat they had in the yard and they killed it. And they took some of its blood in a pan. And they splattered it on the front of the door. And they closed the door and they all hid inside the house.
他就杀了这三羊, 跟军人做的一样, 把他的血都洒在他的门外面,
And when the soldiers came by this house, they saw the blood on the door. Remember, that's what they had done themselves. So they said, well, this has already been done, so they passed by the house.
所以当军人来到看到这一堆血在这个门，他们就想说，哎，我已经杀光了这里的人，所以他们就走。
And the lives of the people inside were spared.
所以在里面的人的命就被保住。
They were saved because of the blood.
他们之所以能够被保住，乃是因为这个血已经洒上去了。This
precious blood is so valuable to us.
这个血是非常的重要。We
never get to the place in our Christian life where we don't need it.
我们没办法去到哪里，在我们信主的过程中说我不需要。So
I want to thank the Lord for this.
我要为着这件事，我感谢我的神。
I want to thank the Lord for something else.
我要为着一些其他的事感谢主。
I had another thought as we were singing tonight.
我有另外一个意念，当我们在唱诗歌的时候。
I just want to remind you of this thought.
我只是要跟你们分享我这个想法。
And here's the thought. The Lord Jesus Christ is praying for us. He is God. He said in John 17, he said, I don't pray for the world. But he was praying for the disciples and he was praying for us. And in Romans chapter 8,
罗马书第八章,
we know that the Holy Spirit is also interceding for us. Every one of us is very special to the Lord. God is so much other than we are. We're very limited in how many people we can know and how many friends we can have, but not with God. He knows everything. He knows everyone. Through and through. He wants to save everyone. He's already provided for their salvation. Can you imagine this? God has already provided for the salvation of every Chinese person in the world. That's more than a billion. More than a billion Indian people from India, from Pakistan. God has already provided for their salvation. Oh, that they may hear this glorious gospel. Not only that, he's every one of us, he has a plan for us. He has a purpose for our lives. He has a pathway that he wants us to. And he doesn't say do this alone. He says, I have come to dwell inside of you. And you are in me. Now trust me. Believe me. Listen to me. Brothers and sisters, are you learning to recognize his voice? He's always speaking. There are many other voices. Jesus Christ is always, God is always speaking, and Hebrews tells us he's speaking in his Son. And he wants us to hear his voice. He said in John's Gospel, my sheep hear my voice. And they know my voice. They won't follow a stranger. That's us. He's talking about us. He wants us to get to know him. And so he has provided everything for us. He's provided his blood. He's come to dwell inside of us. And he's put us in himself. And actually the scripture says this. We are hidden with Christ in God.
圣经说，我们跟基督耶稣一直隐藏在神的里面。
Now he gives us a command.
他给我们一个命令。
Stay where I put you.
Yes. 留在我，摆你在哪里就停在哪里。
The Bible says.
圣经说,
Abide in me.
住在我的里面。
And I in you.
我也住在你的里面。
He has put us in.
他把我们摆进来。
Now he says stay there.
他说留在哪里。
But let's remember.
记住,
we have an enemy.
我们有个仇敌,
and then the enemy is always working
那个仇敌一直在教室的,
to try to take us out,
要把你再拉出来,
to try to tell us that we're not in,
告诉你说你根本还没进去了,
but as long as we stay where he's put us,
但是我们如果愿意停留在他已经把我们摆在哪里,
under the blood,
在宝血底下,
we're safe,
我们得救,
there's no greater place,
没有一个比这更大的地方, 我们愿意在哪里,
yeah. Precious, in it's not in your hymn book. We have a hymn that we sing, precious, precious blood of Jesus. There are many, many hymns in your hymn book about the blood. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's
face.
Who's Emmanuel? What does Emmanuel mean?
Emmanuel, 什么意思?
God with us.
神与我们。
And that was the name, one of the names of Jesus.
这也是耶稣基督另外一个名。
There is a fountain filled with blood.
那有个泉源，
充满了 Emmanuel's veins.
从以马内利的地里传下。
There's power in the blood.
在血里面有全能。
Oh, praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
We can't trust ourselves.
因为我们不能够太相信。
But we can trust the Lord.
我们要相信。
He is always faithful.
他是永远信实的。永远信。
Wherever we go.
不管你到哪里。
Don't stray away from him.
不要离开他。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you tonight for the Lord Jesus Christ.
父神为了耶稣基督，我们感谢你。
And we thank you that His blood was shed on the cross of Calvary for us.
我们谢谢主啊，耶稣基督的宝血从加勒山上为我们流出。
We thank you for this great work that you have done, Lord.
我们主啊，我们为着你所成就的大事，我们感谢你。
And we are the beneficiaries.
我们是那个得益的者。
You have chosen us.
你拣选了我们。
You called us out of darkness into your light.
你从黑暗中呼唤我们进入你的光明。
And you promised to keep us.
你应许要保守我们。
We thank you tonight.
我们今天晚上感谢你。
We bow down before you to praise you.
我们匍匐在你面前赞美你。
Work in our lives.
在我们生命中工作。
Enable us to abide in you.
帮助我们能够住在你的里面。
And you will abide in us.
你也住在我们里面。
And may it all be for your glory.
但愿这一切都为着你的荣耀。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.